Well, my dear brothers and sisters, through the grace of God, we've been permitted to come around the emblems of God's love once more this morning on the first day of the week. And as is our custom, the word of Almighty God will aid us in our desire to draw nigh unto him before we partake of these emblems of God's love set before us. Our readings in 2 Samuel, in God's prophecy through Jeremiah, and in Paul's epistle to the Romans, provide us with much food for thought. In those readings, of course, we can choose many themes to help us in our regard to our purpose of gathering together today. But there is one that occurred to me as I was sitting here this morning, that when we look at our readings today and tomorrow, there is a implied time period that is taken into account by those readings. Time varies from reading to reading, but it nonetheless ought to occupy our minds. The first that I'm going to go to in a minute is in Samuel, where in 2 Samuel 22, the reading today, we have a psalm that memorializes David's victory and deliverance from all his enemies. And that was written after he was delivered from the hand of Saul. And yet in the next chapter, in 2 Samuel 23, we read of the last words of David. The last recorded words. So between those chapters, we have a lifetime, as it were. We have encapsulated between those two chapters David coming to the throne of Israel. 40 years were to lay before him, in which he would ascend the heights of victory and of ecstatic praise in honouring his God, our God, and then plunge into the depths of abject despair and despondency because of his sin in regard to Bathsheba and the fact that the sword would then not depart from his house. He would lose four sons as a consequence of his great sin. And that humbling would be with him to the day he died, though he ever kept Yahweh's anointed, the great promise of that everlasting covenant before his eyes. In Jeremiah, we have a much shorter period in our chapters because on that 25th chapter of Jeremiah, we read of events that came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim. And in the chapter which follows, tomorrow's readings, we have Jeremiah being sent into the house of Yahweh to boldly preach the gospel that was given to him at that time. A period of 3 to 4 years would pass between those chapters. And the outcome is a great contrast to that of the experience of the life of David, because of the choices Joachim and those who supported him, they. In our final readings today,